Richard McGuire. R&B singer R. Kelly faced a throng of reporters and cameras as he arrived at a Chicago police precinct this evening.
Anything to say to your fans?
Kelly has been indicted on 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse involving four victims, including at least three between the ages of 13 and 17. Attorney Michael Avenatti says he gave a videotape of Kelly having sex with an underage girl in the late 1990s to Cook County prosecutors.
It is clear that this young lady was 14 years of age during the time the video was shot.
Kelly was acquitted of child pornography charges in 2008 and has consistently denied any sexual misconduct. Police in Florida have charged New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft with soliciting prostitution after a hidden police camera taped him twice in a sex act at a massage parlor. AP sports writer Carl Hightower, who covers the Patriots, reports Kraft is just one of numerous men charged.
Caught up in a major sting operation by authorities down there, which is charged and arrested more than 100 men for engaging in sexual acts at massage parlors down in Florida. Authorities say that surprisingly they have videotape of Robert Kraft engaging in sexual acts.
Police across the state have been cracking down on sex trafficking with hundreds of arrest warrants issued in the past few days following a six-month investigation. A source tells the AP Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation not expected to be sent to the Justice Department next week. Mueller has shown signs the investigation is coming to a close. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump never got and didn't need help from the Russians during the 2016 campaign and election.
The president, far and away, was the better candidate. He had a better message, and he outworked Hillary Clinton. That's why he's president. He didn't need to, nor did he collude with the Russians.
This is AP Radio News. Republicans in Virginia's House of Delegates announced plans for a public hearing on the sexual assault allegations against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. The AP's Mike Gracia has details.
The Virginia House Courts of Justice Committee will invite Vanessa Tyson and Meredith Watson, both of whom accused Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault, to a hearing at an unspecified future date. Republican Delegate Rob Bell, who chairs the committee, says Fairfax, who's a Democrat, will also be given a chance to testify. Democrats in the Virginia House oppose the public hearing on grounds they don't want to impede possible criminal investigations. Watson accuses Fairfax of raping her 19 years ago when they were students at Duke University. Tyson says Fairfax forced her to perform oral sex in a Boston hotel room in 2004. Fairfax denies both accusations. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Washington Post reports a grand jury is considering evidence concerning whether former Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke lied to federal investigators. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.